everyone. Welcome to our first CHL USA Prospects Challenge edition of the CHL Top 10 Show. My name is Scott Van Kuna, and we're back for another year. I recently had the opportunity to talk with one of the captains of the USN TDP U18s, defenseman Asher Barnett, as well as captain of Team CHL, Brampton Steelhead star, Porter Martone. But before we get to those interviews, let's take a quick look around the CHL and see what's been happening. Despite a recent loss to the Sea Dogs, Gardner McDougall has his Moncton Wildcats firing on all cylinders, with the Cats sitting atop the QMJHL with an 8-10 win percentage. Out west, the undrafted are turning heads with 15-year-old Landon Dupont and his 18 points in 15 games and a silly plus 16 as a defenseman at 15 years old, while teammate Carter Bear sits third in league scoring, plus their Everett Silvertips currently lead the WHL. Bear sits behind Medicine Hat's Gavin McKenna, who is once again doing McKenna-like things as he leads the CHL with 44 points in just 22 games, sitting one ahead of Saginaw's Michael Misa, who himself leads the CHL with 23 goals in 21 games. And meanwhile, Toronto prospect Easton Cowan is back in London and continues to quietly rack up the points and recently hit the 52-game mark on his current point streak dating back to last season. Oh, and his Knights? Yeah, they're on a 12-game win streak. But we're here to talk about the upcoming CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota on the 26th and 27th. That's next week in London and in Oshawa, where 22 of the top NHL draft eligible players from the CHL will face off against the USN TDP U18s team. Leading Team CHL is none other than Brampton's captain Porter Martone, who just so happened to wear the C for Team Canada last spring, leading that team to a gold. Martone is off to a hot start for the relocated Steelhead, sitting near the top of the O scoring race in goals and in points. We chat about the excitement around the new event, reuniting with his former Team Canada teammates, how he plans to bring Team CHL together fast, what challenges Team USA present them, and how things are going in Brampton this year. Here's Porter Martone. Excited to welcome back to the show the captain of the Brampton Steelheads, but for the purposes of this conversation, a member of Team CHL for the upcoming CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota. It's Porter Martone. Porter, how are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How about you? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming back. I'm doing well. You know, the temperature's getting a little bit cooler now. It's feeling like we're right in the swing of things. We got the new event coming up. It's a pretty good time. Speaking of the new event, what were your initial thoughts when you heard about it?
Yeah, obviously, I think it's a pretty cool event, and definitely our draft eligible players here that are participating in the event are very lucky. You got to go showcase your skills, but you also got to play with a team from everywhere around the CHL and kind of go play against the USA, and that's always a great rivalry, Canada-US. So, yeah, I'm very excited. I think everyone should be, and I think it's going to be a fantastic event, and I'm really, really excited to be a participant in it.
Yeah, so the best draft eligibles from the CHL against the best draft eligibles from the USN TDP, you know, to be the first group that gets to do this, you don't really know what to expect. What are you kind of expecting heading into it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good, two strong, fast-paced games. I think it's going to be a heavy game. You know, both teams are going to want to win. I mean, obviously, you're going there to showcase your skills to all the scouts, but for our CHL standpoint, by our goals are we want to win both games, and we want to show everyone how good the CHL really is. So I think it's going to be two amazing games, kind of like I said before, fast-paced, physical, and yeah, I'm really excited, and I think everyone tuning in to watch will be a very good hockey game.
You get to share the experience with your teammate and your goalie, Jack Ivankovic. You know, how much more special is it getting to share this with him?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to have another teammate for my team going to the event. Obviously, he's a fantastic goalie, and he's had a ton of success so far. So I'm happy for him being invited there, and I know he's going to show well there. And it's nice having someone going in there with. And yeah, I'm excited for both of us, and hopefully we can make the Steelheads community proud.
We'll stick with Jack for a second, because I got a chance to watch him closely at the Helene Gretzky this year in Edmonton. And he just seems so poised and calm all the time, even when there's chaos around him. What makes him so poised How much confidence does he give you guys back there every night?
Yeah, obviously, sometimes we make mistakes and there's odd man rushes and we can always count him to bail us out. He's a very calm goalie, moves very well, and just he's very committed to the game. Like, he loves the game so much. He's always putting in the extra work. And I think he doesn't really let too much rattle him. And I think that's the biggest thing, a really big thing for a goaltender. And he's very, like I said, committed to the game. And he's really focused and he doesn't let too many things get in the way of him. So he's a fantastic goalie, and we're going to need him here, just not in the CHL game, but for the remainder of the season with the Steelheads. And I'm so excited to see what happens to him in his future. And I know he's going to be an amazing goaltender down the road.
He sure makes things look easy back there.
Yes.
Even when they're not, obviously.
Yeah.
For you, you know, named captain of the Steelheads this year, a big honor for that. But not only that, being named captain for Team CHL, what does it mean for you to get to wear the C at this event?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's obviously a lot of good leaders around the league that are going to be participating in this event. But I'm just excited to kind of bring what I have and just try to come help our team win these two games. I want to bring my vocalness and just my leadership skills and just try to bring our team together as quickly as possible, because we want to win those games. And I think if we become a tight group with the limited time we have there, it should be a fun time. And yeah, I'm very honored to be the captain of the Team CHL. And I got a lot of good peers surrounding me, so it should be a very fun time.
You were also the captain for Team Canada at the U18s. How much pride do you take, and you've worn letters at pretty much every team that you've played on, so how much pride do you take in wearing a letter? And when you're playing in these tournaments versus with the Steelheads, do you have to lead any differently, or is it the same for you?
No, I just try to stick to my just my main personality every day. And I think I kind of growing up through leadership, my dad was actually a captain in the OHL, so he always kind of was kind of putting it on me. And I think it just through my personality, I like to make others around me better. I like to be a positive influence and just try to bring everyone together. And I think with these short kind of tournament events or whatever you like to call it, I think you really have to be a tight-knitted group really quick. So, I mean, it's just going to be able to get to know everyone very quickly. And I mean, it is different than back home, because we're with each other for the whole year. This, we're only with each other for a couple of days. But I think it just in my personality to kind of make a conscious effort to really become close with everyone on your team. And I think if we could do that in the CHL, it should be a fun couple of days.
How would the boys back in Brampton describe you as a leader? Are you laid back? Are you intense?
No, I feel like I just try to, like I kind of said, I try to be the same person I am. You know, there's obviously times to step up and times to kind of be hard. But then I just want to be a fun guy, easy to talk to. And I like to be vocal. I like to have fun with the guys. But yeah, I also like to be a hard worker on the practice. So yeah, I think they just describe me as a high energy guy and just a nice person.
Well, like you mentioned, you know, you guys got to come together quickly, since, you know, you're only together for such a short time. So the experience that you've had playing internationally with Team Canada, you know, we mentioned Jack, and you played with him at the U18s. You're also obviously Brampton, but you're also reuniting with Malcolm Spence, Caleb Desnoyers, Matty Schaefer, Kashawn Aitchison, and Reese Hamilton from that U18s team. Excited to reconnect with those guys. And how much is that going to benefit you guys going into this, having some familiarity at least?
Yeah, it's obviously nice seeing those guys again. You went to a battle with them for 2 weeks when we were at the U18s. You won a gold medal. So they're lifelong friends, and you're always going to be in touch. But just being able to come together with them for this period of time is going to be cool. Kind of maybe tell some stories throughout the start of the season and kind of just look back on that U18 championship we won. And you know what? It's going to be cool to see those guys, but it's also be cool to meet new people and create new friendships. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys and everyone on the team.
Well, like you mentioned, there's going to be some guys that you haven't played with or against before. And I know you're a bit of a hockey nerd. So who are some of the guys that you're kind of looking forward to meeting, or maybe you've kind of looked at and said, gee, I bet you we would gel well together.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of look at the roster and I think the team's built very well. I mean, there's a lot of guys from the WHL that are pretty good. I'm curious to see how Cameron Schmidt, meet him. I've seen a couple. He's very fast and energetic, and just to kind of see everyone. And I mean, I'm looking forward to playing with Michael Misa again and seeing him. So, I mean, it's kind of cool to see all the top prospects around the CHL, and I'm kind of looking to come together. And, yeah, it's going to be a fun couple games to play with the best.
And you and Misa played together at the U17s. You played together at the Hlinka Gretzky. He's got the current edge in goals and points in the OHL, but you guys are sitting 1 and 2 in the league in both categories. How much do you guys, you know, push each other without maybe even talking about it, but, or, you know, are you checking his box scores at all to see how he's done after you've had a big night?
Well, obviously he's a really good hockey player, and he's producing really well this year. And, I mean, I try to stay away from that stuff. I don't really like to look at the stats and stuff, but I know he's a really good hockey player, and I kind of get to get an inside scoop on him because I play with his brother. So I'm going to get to talk about him a little bit, and I do stay in touch with him. But yeah, I feel like he's off to a tremendous start, and very happy for him. But yeah, like I kind of said, I'm looking forward to kind of reconnecting here and playing with him in these couple games, and it should be really fun.
You've had tons of success wearing the Maple Leaf for Canada. So how are you seemingly able to, you know, it seems like you're always able to elevate your game in those big game situations. How are you able to do that so well?
Yeah, I think I love playing on the big stage. I love when kind of everyone's watching, and when you're representing your country, I like to play for everyone back home, and just wearing that Maple Leaf I really just enjoy it. And I've kind of like, I dream of since I was a little kid, skating a backyard rink, wearing that Maple Leaf, watching the World Juniors. So, I mean, I love wearing the Maple Leaf. I love representing my country, and I like just going to battle with everyone there and try to win a gold medal and be world champion. So it's always an honor to wear the Maple Leaf, and it is really cool.
Well, I know there's some familiarity that you have with Team USA. I know you played against Will Moore in your U16 year. But what kind of a challenge does it present to you guys who have, you know, you like we said, you have to come together quick. You guys are coming from all over the place. And they've been to playing together all season, or, you know, some of them even longer than that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, their team has been together for a while now, and they definitely have some good chemistry. But I think we just got to go come together and have a couple practices with each other and just really compete in those games. And I think we could come together and gel pretty nicely. And I have faith in our group. And, you know, they have a really strong team over there, but it's going to be two hard battle games. So I think it's going to be really exciting game to watch and a very exciting game to play.
I know I'm excited to watch it, but like what are the keys to being able to gel quickly together for you guys? Or how do you see it? You've been on some teams that have come together quickly and you've had those successes. So what things have worked for you in the past that you're kind of hoping to implement on this team?
I think just kind of getting everybody together in the same room. I mean, sometimes you see the WHL, the Q, and the OHL guys kind of separate, but I think just everyone come together, kind of maybe mix each other up at eating dinner table, so it's not just the WHL guys and the OHL, just kind of everyone in the same room and everyone just kind of interacting with each other. And I think that off-ice stuff will just come easily, and I think we have the skills and we have the personnel on our team at CHL to really show what we got and win those games.
Game 2's in Oshawa, not too far from Peterborough, your hometown. How much are you looking forward to having lots of friends and family and having them root you on there? But not only that, have the Oshawa faithful that will be in attendance actually cheering for you this time rather than against you.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. I know I got quite a few family members coming up, and I know the Oshawa fans maybe don't cheer for me during the season, but it should be good to kind of have them there supporting. So yeah, I'm excited for those, both the games. I mean, the London game is going to be pretty cool playing the Bot. It's a pretty historic arena. But then you go back to Oshawa, kind of close to home, and have family members kind of come supporting you. So it's going to be really cool.
Like we've said a couple of times, it's obviously your draft year. It's the draft eligibles are playing in this. How do you deal with the pressure? There's lots of talk, you know, about being at the top of the draft, right near the top of the draft. How do you deal with that pressure yourself?
Yeah, obviously there's going to be lots of noise kind of talking around you, and people are always going to be maybe posting things or tuning in on you and watching you. But I like that pressure. I think I like that pressure. It's a privilege. Not every kid gets to be put in this scenario. So I'm very grateful for being able to have the skills. And I'm just trying to kind of just enjoy this year. It's a once in a lifetime year, and you get to do these cool events like the CHL game, and I'm very excited, and I think it's just going to be a fun year, and I'm just really focused on the process and just trying to get better every day.
Who kind of helps you with focusing on the process? You know, like who helps you block out some of that noise when it gets to be a little bit much for you?
Yeah, I mean, my parents are definitely both always there to talk to, and then I also have my coaching staff at the rink. They've been really good this year, just trying to just bring me in the rink every day, and I like to go in there and just try to work on different things, and they've been good to kind of try to avoid the other distractions and just kind of focus, like I said, focus on the process and focus on getting better. And when the time comes for the draft, that's what it is, and that's when you can focus on that. But right now, I'm just trying to help my team win in Brampton and really just be the best person I can be.
We'll stick with the draft just for a second. Your dad, Mike, was drafted, I believe, by Buffalo,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And like you said, he spent 4 years with Peterborough Petes. His final year, he was captain. He got a chance to play in the Memorial Cup. So what does he kind of say, you know, about his draft year and how different things are now compared to what you're going through?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of been through the OHL draft, my draft year, and then through my first couple of years, and then now. I think it's kind of just always been the same message that he always just tells me to stick to the process, and that process will really create you in the player you want to be. So, I mean, you can't let you can't get too high, you can't get too low. You kind of got to stay in the middle and just continue to keep on working. And I think he's done a great job with me and just trying to make me just not a better hockey player, but a better person. So he's been a great role model for me and my family.
What did he tell you kind of about his draft? Did he go to the draft? Was he sitting at home? Was he even watching? What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit. He went there. He got drafted by Buffalo, and he said it's one of the coolest moments of his life. So, I mean, you dream of playing in the NHL, and obviously he didn't get to play in the NHL. He played in the minor leagues, but he got drafted in the NHL, and he said it was cool. So just kind of taking the year and just really enjoy it. And I am doing that so far, and it's been a very joyful year.
Well, you've gotten off to such a great start. And as the temperature gets colder and the months start to wear on, every Canadian kid anyway, starts thinking of the same thing, and that's playing for Team Canada at Christmas time. I know you were at summer camp. How much do those thoughts start creeping into your head as we keep getting closer and closer to December?
Yeah, obviously it's kind of always in the back of my mind. I mean, I dreamt of playing for Team Canada World Juniors since I was probably 2 or 3 years old, and I mean, it'd be an honor. It'd be huge. It'd be a huge accomplishment, and just not play at the World Juniors, but hopefully win a gold medal. It'd be cool to play on in Canada too, in Ottawa, on your home stage. So I'm just gonna continue to keep hopefully playing with hockey while here, and just kind of hopefully get invited to the selection camp and see what happens there. But I mean, it'd be a huge honor to represent my country at the World Juniors. Every kid dreams of that since they're a little kid.
How's the move up the road to Brampton been for you guys?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, it was only like 5 minutes down the road, so kind of same. We're kind of in the same city, same built houses, but it's a new rink and new room, and it's been good for us. I can't complain. The CA Center has welcomed us, and Brampton has welcomed us, so it's been great.
Expectations on the team certainly higher this year than they were last year, especially to start the season. You guys started as a top 10 team in the CHL on a bit of a rough patch right now. So obviously not, you guys aren't sneaking up on anybody like you were last year. Teams seem to be using you as a measuring stick rather where you guys last year might've been using other teams as a measuring stick to see how you've progressed. How has James Richmond's message changed from last year to where there's a little bit more expectations on you guys this year?
Yeah, obviously we came in this year having one goal, and that's to be an OHL champion and we win the Memorial Cup. But we got off to a hot start, winning. We were on 4 straight. We've kind of been battling with injuries, some sicknesses, and I think we've had 6 or 7 guys out here for the past, I think, month almost. So it's been hard. We've been battling lots of adversity, but that's going to make us better in the long term. We've got to get over this hump here, and We got really got to battle this adversity and hopefully get some wins and move up the standings. But yeah, we've been on a bit of a slide lately, but I think it's good for our group to learn from this and really, really just battle this adversity, and it will help us in the long run.
You guys added a big piece in the summer in Carson Rakoff. What has he done to help you and your game?
Yeah, obviously he's an incredible hockey player. He sees the ice very well. He scored 52 goals last year, so he definitely is a scoring threat from different areas on the ice. But he's been a good person to just kind of lean on too, especially in my draft season. He's already went through it, so just being able to play with him, he's an incredible player, but he's also an incredible person, and he's one of my close buddies. So it's been nice having him over here in Brampton.
You're currently listed at 6'3", 207. At least that's what Elite Prospects has you listed at. How much more room do you have to fill out? Obviously, you can always get a little bit bigger, stronger, but how much more do you think you can fill out?
Yeah, I think I can still put on a couple more pounds. I mean, I've kind of seen over the past year, I mean, filling out. I think my first year I came to the CHL at 170, made up to 190, and now I'm at 207. So I think there's always an increase, and hopefully I could keep putting on some weight on throughout the season and in the summer. I think I could fill up maybe to 220, 225. I like to play a heavy game.
Your birthday was only a few weeks ago. How much do you think that the late birthday may have helped you a little bit in this, you know, especially going into your draft year this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's you get a kind of an extra year of experience under your belt in junior, but it's pretty cool. I mean, you get 2 years and then it's your draft year, so you kind of get, like I said, a bit more experience, and it has helped me a little bit just kind of learning the league a bit more and before my draft year. And yeah.
I read that you got to train with some NHLers in this past summer. What did that kind of do for your confidence, and what did you kind of learn about yourself doing that?
Yeah, I got the privilege to train with a couple NHL players throughout the summer in the gym and on the ice. So, I mean, it really helped me overall as a player, just going against harder competition in the summer and just kind of see the way that they train in the gym and them really pushing me throughout the summer. And I think it was huge to the success I've had to start the season, just being able to go against that hard competition all summer on the ice and really build the strength in the gym. So, I mean, I got to kind of, like I said before, I got to lean on people and kind of talk to them about their past experiences. So very grateful to train with them, and they've been huge role models for me.
Last year when we chatted, I got you to break down some of your highlight reel goals for me. Now it seems, though, like you're scoring one or two every week. How high is the confidence in your game right now?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I play better when I have that kind of boost of confidence. And I think it's people I'm playing with or send me up. And I think it just my overall skill set, I think I have a good touch around the net. So, I mean, just being able to capitalize on the chances I get have been really good. And it's been helping our team win games. And that's kind of what I'm worried about. And I mean, I like to set people up as well. And I think my line has had some really good chemistry so far. And it's been a huge successful season so far for us.
I understand your sister's a hockey player too.
Yes, she is.
And how good is she? And does she play the same style of game as you? Or
yeah, she's pretty good. She's a right shot too, right winger. So kind of like me. She's a bit smaller, but she's gritty. She likes to get in the dirty areas, and she does lay some hits, and she's pretty good. Yeah, she's hoping to get a D1 scholarship. So I think if she continues to keep on working, she can. So. I still like to go watch her games when she's in the GTA area. Yeah.
And like I said earlier, when your dad played with the PT, had a chance to play for the Memorial Cup in 1996. Obviously, he didn't win it. But what did he kind of say about playing in the Memorial Cup, playing with the Petes, being captain of the Petes? You know, obviously your hometown now.
Yeah, I mean. He didn't win the Memorial Cup. He won the OHL Championship. So, I mean, he's had some championship experience, and he's been a captain of the league. So it's really helped me because, I mean, I'm kind of following the path that he was in. Obviously, we're different positions. And yeah, but he's kind of taught me things about captains, being a captain, and I think like it kind of taught me it when I was growing up, so it's kind of just been installed in my character. But yeah, he obviously had he had great success in junior, which led him to getting drafted and win an OHL championship. So I mean, hopefully I could do the same so he doesn't have bragging rights on me. But yeah.
Do you guys share any of the same traits on the ice? I know, like you say, he was a defenseman and you're a winger, but that feistiness, was that in his game too? Have you seen any videos of him?
Yeah, he was definitely a stay-at-home defenseman for sure. He was tough, and I like to be a tough player to play against, and I like to kind of take that from him, kind of his grittiness. But I mean, yeah, we're different positions, but I just kind of like to take his like work ethic that he played with, and just his hardness, and just try to add to my offensive game.
When you kind of look around the leagues now, and even in the draft class, you're a bit of a unicorn in the sense of the style of play that you play. And I know everybody, and we've talked about it before, about the Corey Perrys and the Tkachuks. How much pride do you take in playing the physical game, but also being able to chip in as much offensively and being as skilled as you are?
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, kind of growing up with that little bit of bite in my game, a little bit of I like to be a really hard player to play against, and I think it's tough for defenders when you're like that. I mean, I obviously like to score goals and set up my teammates. I think I have a really high IQ in the game. So, I mean, I do have the offensive aspects, but when the going gets tough in the playoffs, when you have that hard game, hard-nosed game by finishing your checks, you can see how well Tkachuk was in the playoffs. He was a very hard player to play against. So just being able to maul my game after him is what I try to do.
Awesome, Porter. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. Good luck in Brampton for the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to catching up with you in London for game one of the CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota. Porter, have yourself a good night.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
I've been waiting for years for the opportunity to get a chance to see the CHL's best against Team USA. So I jumped at the opportunity to chat with one of the captains of the USNTDP, Asher Barnett. Asher came through the Chicago Mission program and is in his second season with USNTDP. He tells me how excited the Americans are to come up and play against the CHL, how their team is constructed, and the style of game they play. He lets me know how much they know about the CHL players and what they'll have to do to come away victorious. Here's Asher Barnett. I'm pleased today to be joined by one of the captains of the USNTDP U18s team, Asher Barnett. Asher, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I'm getting pretty excited myself. We're only a couple of weeks out from the inaugural CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota. What was the first thing that came to your mind when you guys found out that you were going to get to participate in this event?
It was very exciting. We were very excited because it's a big rivalry, the U.S. versus Canada. And bringing a step further with just all the draft eligible prospects this year. So we're very excited.
Yeah, like you mentioned, the best draft eligibles from the CHL, the best draft eligibles from the USNTDP. How cool is it to be a part of the first wave of players to get to do this?
It's very exciting. Obviously, the first one, it's going to be a big one. And we're just trying to make the biggest impact we can make.
Does it make it a little bit more fun for you guys to get an opportunity to play in a couple of new barns for you guys in London and Oshawa?
Absolutely. We've heard a lot about the OHL and what the CHL does and how big and great and loud the fan bases are. And we heard that these two buildings are going to be rocking. We're very excited.
Nice. Yeah, they're great buildings. And when you guys get into these buildings, you obviously know that you're going to be public enemy number one there. How much do you look forward to getting a chance to come in and silence those big crowds?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great challenge, and we're super excited.
And like you mentioned, there's the Canada-US rivalry with 21 and a half, we'll say, of the 22 CHL players, you know, with just Blake Fidler being a dual citizen. Do you guys lean into that rivalry a little bit more?
Absolutely. We know a lot of the guys, the CHL players we're playing against. We've heard their names and have played against them otherwise, and we see their names on papers, and it's going to be good to put face to names and play against these players.
I was going to ask you, how much have you guys had an opportunity to look over the roster and, you know, with the familiarity there?
Yeah, I mean, we've played basically our whole lives growing up against each other, and these are guys that maybe a few guys on our team have played with on certain teams or have got the opportunity to play against, so we're pretty aware.
I know Will Moore has played against a lot and with some of these guys growing up. What's he kind of told you about some of the guys like Misa and Martone?
Yeah, he said they're good players that we're going to have to be tough on and shut down, but our process doesn't change. It's another game for us.
Well, you guys just got back. We were talking a little bit before we started recording, and you guys just got back from Five Nations tournament in Czechia. How does playing in a quick tournament like that, where you had some good results and against your own age group, how does that help you prepare for the Prospects Challenge?
Yeah, it's definitely been a great confidence booster for our team to get back in our own age group, especially from the college games that we've been playing recently. Aside from that, it was a great opportunity to represent our country on the big stage.
For the CHL fans that are going to see this and aren't as familiar with you guys as a team, what are some of your strengths?
Yeah, at the NTP, we are definitely a work-first and physical team. We have skill all over the ice, but also a lot of grit. We are a team that is going to be spirited and relentless, and we're never going to give up.
So what style of game does Coach Greg Moore have you guys playing then?
It's a hard, heavy brand of hockey. We're going to get pucks deep, and we're going to forecheck like real hard. We're going to move pucks quick, and we're going to get pucks to the net. We're going to control the game in the offensive zone and break it out as quick as we can in the defensive zone.
When it's a quick event like this, do you change your approach on how you prepare for it when you can't really scout these guys as a team?
Yeah, it can be hard because we don't have a lot of video to watch on them, and that will play into our special teams especially. But aside from that, our process doesn't change. This is just another game for us, and we can't make the moment any bigger than it really is.
So what are some of the challenges that you guys foresee playing against Team CHL?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge playing against the top draft eligible prospects in a building that's going to be loud. Obviously, we got that target on our back, and there's going to be a lot of pressure. Also, playing against the 2006-born draft-eligible prospects will be fun, and that will be a challenge.
They have some really high-end offensive talent on that team. As a defenseman yourself, are you going to take a few opportunities to look at some tapes of those guys and try to learn some of their tendencies?
Yeah, that's going to be something that we will be interested in doing. But again, the process doesn't change. We play against, you know, the best guys every day back on in practice and games. So, you know, we're going to play our game. We're going to be hard to play against, and we're going to shut them down.
I've said since, you know, the event was announced that I think that you guys have a bit of an advantage going into that first game, having played together for so long. How do you take advantage of that situation early on in that game to make sure you capitalize on that?
Yeah, I think it starts with a great start to the game. Obviously, we've been playing with each other, and we have the chemistry that they don't. So it's going to be about moving pucks and getting a lot of shots on net early.
Is there anyone specifically on Team CHL that you're really looking forward to lining up against and, you know, testing yourself against?
Not necessarily. I think the bigger names like Michael Messier, Porter Motone, will be fun to play against and try and shut down, and it's going to be a great challenge. But the process doesn't change. I'm just excited to play everybody.
Everyone that's going to be in this, you know, they've got the NHL draft in the back of their minds. How do you think participating in something like this can help you in your draft year and show NHL scouts and GMs what you're capable of?
Yeah, this is obviously a really big event with most of the top prospects in North America. For me, I think it's a great challenge, and I'm going to do my best to shut down the other team's top players. But as far as we are concerned as a team, The draft is not something we're focused on in this weekend. We're focused on representing our country to our best ability in these two games, and that's what we're there to do. We're there to win.
That's kind of easier said than done, though, right? Like, when you look around in the stands and you see all the guys in their black coats and stuff, how are you able to block that noise out so that you can focus on just the game and the process that you guys have?
Yeah, for us, it's just about not making the moment any bigger than it is, and kind of taking things down a notch and looking at that crest and that jersey that you're wearing and see what you're playing for. And the U.S. is what we're playing for. We're playing to represent our country and nothing more than that.
Awesome. Okay, so one more to kind of wrap this up here. What will be the key for you guys to skate away with two wins in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, our key to winning is playing a physical and consistent game. We're going to have to get every puck deep and forecheck them like crazy. We're going to have to control the puck and limit turnovers, and we're going to have to keep a good F3 and keep our guys above their guys. Besides that, we're going to have to stay out of the box and play a reliable game. And it should be a lot of fun, and we should have success.
Asher, I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks so much for taking the time with me today. Good luck over the next couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you on the 27th in London for game one of the CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota. Thanks, Asher.
Thank you, Scott.
Keep an eye or an ear out for a lengthy conversation I had with TSN's Director of Scouting, Craig Button. We dive deep into the CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota and what it'll mean to the players and NHL personnel in attendance. Craig also reveals who he believes has had the most impressive start to their CHL campaign. As always, thanks for listening. Make sure you like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Let me know who you'd like to hear from as we continue to chat with some of the biggest and brightest names across the Canadian Hockey League.